Kia ora, ko Tūwhenuaroa nā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. A member of the Child and Youth Mortality Review Committee says its latest report highlights the need for a Māori health authority. Membership of the board overseeing the new authority was announced today. The report, which looked at 2,666 deaths from 2015 to 2019, found mortality rates were inequitably distributed, with Māori children six times more likely to die than non-Māori. Fale Andrew Lesa says it also found no reduction in rates compared with earlier data reports. He says the only way to change is by having Māori and Pacifica in decision-making positions.
The only reason this report is coming out is because we have a Māori co-chair who decided that this is the kind of data that our communities desperately need. And so that's the value of having our people in those positions of leadership to have those frank conversations with the policymakers and the levers of change.
Fale Lesa says most of the deaths were preventable, with the most common cause being suicide, transport incidents, cancers, and sudden unexpected death in infancy. There are 15 community cases of COVID-19, all in Auckland. Most of today's community cases are household contacts of current cases, but three are still not linked to other cases. Mount Wellington has been added as a suburb of interest, with a testing station set up at Mount Smart Stadium. A coordinator for Waipiraeta's vaccination bus says it's reaching a lot of people who would not normally get out to established vaccination centres. Roger Teferia says the bus Wai Vaximus can take jabs to far-flung places like Rānui and the Te Atatū Peninsula, where today it's sitting outside Countdown.
So we went to their home, so we were outside the caravan park. So this is the same thing that we're doing everywhere. Our kaumātua are able to come out into their cars, and we will vaccinate them inside their cars. They don't have to get out or anything. But definitely worth all the mahi that's been done.
Tomorrow, Wai Vaximus will be at Kelston Boys High School. Manurewa's Marae Shotkas bus is parked by South Mall today and tomorrow. An ōhaki from a trailblazing Māori writer is being used to stir the imagination about Māori-specific literature projects. The Matatuhi Foundation has taken a bequest of $3,600 from the estate of esteemed Rowley Habib from Ngāti Tūwharetua and added another $8,600 for a one-off grant project. Trustee Paula Morris says it will be given to a proposal focused on advancing the promotion of Māori literature. Similar grants have been successful, such as the Kiwi Christmas Books project that encourages people to buy New Zealand children's books to put into Christmas parcels by charities like City Mission and Women's Refuge.
This is not just meant to benefit one person. What could they devise that could maybe benefit a wider community that could encourage more people to read or encourage more people to write or enable more people to do those things? What could make a difference, and what could we do with $8,600 as seed money?
And that is your Wātea News.